Cuomo says before legal action can begin, the state first needs to approve a measure to codify the landmark 1973 decision into state law. It was the governor's third day of campaign-style rallies to promote the bill, known as the Reproductive Health Act.
I want to get it done before the Supreme Court does that, because I don't want any gap in a woman's right to protection, and we have a better legal case when the Supreme Court acts, because I will sue when the Supreme Court acts.
It was not immediately clear what the legal basis for a lawsuit would be. A spokesman, Rich Azzopardi, says only that the administration will seek to protect the fundamental constitutional right of women under both state and federal law. So far, Republicans who control the state Senate have not agreed to return to the Capitol to pass the Reproductive Health Act and a related bill expanding contraceptive coverage. They say they dislike some provisions of the measure. The right to choose abortion has become a key focus of the Democratic primary for governor. Cuomo's Democratic primary challenger, Cynthia Nixon, held her own rally to protest Trump's selection of Kavanaugh to serve on the Supreme Court. Nixon says her own mother had an illegal abortion in New York before the 1970 state law decriminalized the procedure. She says it was a tremendously awful experience for her mom. Nixon, speaking at a rally in New York City, pulled a metal hanger from her tote bag, saying it's a gruesome reminder of what went on before Roe.
This is something that women in this state and in this country were driven to use out of fear and desperation, performing abortions on themselves, often with devastating effects to their health and sometimes to their life. We must never, ever, ever go back to a time when any woman feels that she has to make this kind of a choice.
Since Trump announced his choice for the court, both Nixon and Cuomo have received endorsements from pro-choice groups. The political wing of the state's Planned Parenthood has endorsed Cuomo for a third term, saying he's been a national leader in the fight for reproductive health rights and that it's important to have experienced politicians in charge during a time when they say Roe v. Wade hangs in the balance. Nixon, meanwhile, was endorsed by the national group Vote Pro-Choice. It's affiliated with the Women's March on Washington and has endorsed pro-abortion rights candidates across the country. Vote Pro-Choice co-founder Heidi Sick says Cuomo has not done enough to get abortion rights protections approved in New York. She says the governor had every opportunity and the power to fully protect a woman's right to access safe legal abortion, but instead helped keep Republicans in control of the state Senate, where the bills have stalled for several years. Nixon has accused Cuomo of tacitly supporting a group of breakaway Democrats who helped the Republicans maintain control of the Senate. Cuomo denies that. Earlier this year, after the state budget passed, he convinced the breakaway faction to rejoin the rest of the Democrats. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.